For residents of Brandon, the past year has been filled with noise, dust, and the steady hum of roadwork. It's part of a nearly $30 million infrastructure upgrade that's remaking the town both above ground and below. BPR's Nina Keck has more.
So I'm stopped because of construction in downtown Brandon, and the potholes are huge. But the traffic control guy's waving and smiling.
This summer, when I was driving from Rutland to Burlington a lot, I'd forget that the part of Route 7 that zigs and zags through Brandon could add 15 to 20 minutes onto my drive time.
I do the same thing. I forget and I get halfway through and I thought, oh, I could have taken an alternative route. I'd have to wait 10, 15 minutes.
That's Brandon resident Joe Flynn.
And usually call ahead, so I'm going to be late.
Town officials say 10 to 14,000 cars travel through Brandon every day. And traffic has aggravated motorists as long as anyone can remember. Bernie Carr is a local business owner who also heads up the Brandon Area Chamber of Commerce. He says the 1.3-mile segment of Route 7 that's being overhauled is actually owned by the town. So Brandon is managing this upgrade, not the Agency of Transportation, which usually handles projects of this size. And Carr is the local spokesperson.
The big thing was getting that sharp corner taken care of.
Carr's referring to a particularly nasty 90-degree turn, smack dab in the middle of the town's business district.
I grew up here, right on Franklin Street, right on Route 7, and I remember at least two milk trucks that tipped over going around that corner.
Since construction began last year, that sharp turn has been smoothed out. The rectangular town green has been reshaped to improve traffic flow and create additional parking. New curbing and sidewalks will go in, along with new landscaping and light posts. But the most costly upgrades? Town manager Dave Atherton says those are happening down below. He says more than a mile of century-old water and sewer pipes are being replaced.
To have all 1.3 miles of that completed is huge for us. And we're able to actually GPS all of our lines now. We're putting them in, so we'll have coordinates, and we can pull them up and figure out where there's a break. This is big for us.
Atherton says 80% of this nearly $30 million project is being paid for with federal funding. The state is kicking in 15%, and local taxpayers are paying the final 5%, which he says they've raised mostly through bonds and appropriations. Locals say the work is long overdue. But the congestion and torn-up sidewalks have taken a toll on many Brandon businesses. I walked into Gourmet Provence, a shop that sells pastries and specialty foods. It smells fantastic. But co-owner Robert Barral says business is slow.
Because you can see this morning, look, the bakery is empty.
Barral, who also owns a popular French restaurant just up the street, says normally the bakery would be busy.
Oh, yes. In the morning, people stop. Park the car right in front of it. They run into the shop, they get a coffee, croissant, pastries, and then they run out. They go to work.
Now, he says they're not stopping, and lunches at his restaurant are down 50%. Construction on the roadway isn't set to finish until November 2019, so it'll be another tough year. Still, Barral supports the project. Bernie Carr says the town got about $50,000 in state aid to help local businesses with additional marketing, website support, and other signage to spread the word that Brandon is open for business. Back on the sidewalk, local resident Joe Flynn says he's excited about Brandon's makeover and what it means for the town's future.
Can't wait till they start planting trees next year, so that'll make a lot nicer.
You can already see the improved traffic flow on the southern edge of town, and Flynn thinks the whole project will make Brandon more attractive to tourists and new businesses.
We have a new brewery in town that will be opening up probably next month. So,
hold on, there's construction noise.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Brandon.